You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello. The most interesting thing in tech is a new kind of cybercrime that's on the rise. It's not an entirely new type of crime, but it's definitely growing quickly. We've just had an example of getting pretty treacherous. It was called BEC, Business Email Compromise. And the idea is that you'll get an email from your boss and it'll say, hey, it's an urgent situation. Please wire $10,000 or $1 million to this account. And because it's your boss and you're conditioned to responding quickly, even if it's off hours, and because you're conditioned to responding positively, and because work emails are fairly easy to spoof, the number of scams of this sort has gone up dramatically. It's doubled and doubled, and it's over $1 billion now. The new hitch, and the story that just came out, is that there's a new way of doing it. There's a UK energy firm where an employee got a phone call from a voice that sounded just like his boss, saying, wire money to this account in Hungary. And the way to do that is to use artificial intelligence to mimic voices. It's fairly easy to record someone's voice. And now, with advances in AI, it's fairly easy create a system that will talk like them or sound like them. So you have a situation where an underling has a phone call from someone who sounds like his or her boss and is demanding something. You may not want to challenge it because it's your boss, and then you wire the money, and then it gets distributed in Mexico and taken away, and it's a big problem for your company. So this is a big problem, and it's something we're going to have to counter. So that is the most interesting thing in tech. Please, if you work for me and I say wire money to Mexico, do not do it.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.